Welcome to the Live at the Well podcast, an offshoot of the new e-wellness brand. My name is Tuli Mubona Namulemo, and most people call me Tuli. I'm a follower of Jesus, personal trainer, nutritionist, health coach, and the owner and founder of New Eve Wellness, a faith-based wellness brand and community. This podcast will be a space where we'll talk about all things wellness from the perspective of the biblical worldview. In this first episode, I want to share a bit about the New Eve Wellness brand, which is also tied into my personal story and wellness journey. So if you've read the Bible, you're likely familiar with the story of the woman at the well in John 4, 1 through 42. And if you haven't, let me give you a brief synopsis, but I would actually recommend reading it because it's such a rich passage and there's so much there that I'm not able to cover in this short amount of time. You've definitely heard of Jesus, who is, I'm pretty sure, the most famous person in the world. But during his time here on earth, he would travel to different cities to minister to all kinds of people. In this particular time, he was headed to a city called Galilee, but he had to pass through Samaria. He stopped by a well to take a rest from his long journey. And while he was there, a woman from Samaria came to draw water from the well. I'm actually going to read a bit of the passage just to give you some context. So starting in verse 7, it says, "A woman from Samaria came to draw water. Jesus said to her, 'Give me a drink.' The Samaritan woman said to him, 'How is it that you, a Jew, ask for a drink from me, a woman of Samaria?' For Jews had no dealings with Samaritans. Jesus answered her, 'If you knew the gift of God and who it is that is saying to you, "Give me a drink," you would have asked him and he would have given you living water.' The woman said to him, 'Sir, you have nothing to draw water with and the well is deep. Where do you get that living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob? He gave us the well and drank from it himself, as did his sons and his livestock.' Jesus said to her, 'Everyone who drinks of this water will be thirsty again. But whoever drinks of the water I will give them will never be thirsty again. The water that I will give them will become in them a spring of water welling up to eternal life.' The woman said to him, 'Sir, give me this water so that I will not be thirsty or have to come here to draw water.'" If you keep reading, it details more of their conversation about her five husbands, but essentially after her encounter with Jesus at the well, Jesus who is the living water, her life was completely changed, so much so that as verse 39 reads, many Samaritans from that town believed in him because of the woman's testimony. Her encounter with Jesus was so impactful that she told her whole community about him, and they also believed in him. There are so many angles we can examine this story from, but what I want to point out for the purpose of this podcast is the way in which we see Jesus meeting this woman where she was and giving her what she needed. This woman was probably at the well on a regular basis, fetching water for her daily household needs. Maybe she had to cook, clean, you know, give the kids a bath. But on this day, she didn't just leave with some regular old H2O. She left with eternal life. She left with a testimony. And I really relate with that woman in so many ways. But as it pertains to wellness, my first intentional step on my journey was exercising. At the time, I was experiencing body dysmorphia, negative body image, and low self-esteem. And I thought that what I needed was to lose weight because that would somehow solve all my identity issues. So I went to the gym naturally. The gym was my well, so to speak. I was exercising so I could feel worthy and valued. And I quickly came to find that, first of all, my body type was never meant to be as small as I was trying to get, at least not at a healthy state. Secondly, the "I hate my body and need to change it so I can feel better" approach did not work for me. It just wasn't motivating enough for me and it wasn't sustainable. And if you keep listening, you'll quickly learn that I am all about sustainable wellness practices. But most importantly, I came to find that what I was looking for, the self-worth, the high self-esteem, the validation, the positive body image, were nowhere to be found at any gym or on any diet. And what I was looking for and eventually found was an identity rooted in Christ where I felt seen and known and loved and valued no matter what I weighed or looked like or thought I looked like. And from that place came my motivation to truly pursue wellness, to honor God and to honor my body, which is a temple of God. So, you know, Jesus met me where I was at the gym looking for something that only he could provide. And I've been on that journey of wellness ever since and will be on it until God calls me home. And I want everyone to have an opportunity to experience this. I know I'm not the only one. Many women and men have a negative body image and struggle with self-esteem and self-worth and identity. And so many of us turn to dieting and exercise to solve these issues. So at New Eve Wellness, we want to meet you where you are on your wellness journey, give you what you came for, resources and guidance, and offer you what you need. Hence, we are live at the well. I look forward to sharing this journey with you. Don't forget to follow this podcast so you can be notified when the next episode drops. And be sure to follow at new.eve.wellness on Instagram. Be well.